Our third lecture about the why confession. We spoke about confession in the last few days, but I need to focus on this sacrament of confession because it's very important and always attacked by non-Orthodox teaching. The word confession in Arabic and in English, I think also in Greek, have three different meanings, but they all are used spiritually. The first meaning is to give thanks to God, to acknowledge God's goodwill, to confess that God is great and merciful. As was written in the psalm, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise, be thankful to him and bless his name. The second meaning of confession is to confess your faith, to speak out aloud your faith. That's why it was written in Romans chapter 10, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Here confession not of sins, but of faith. Also the Lord said in Matthew chapter 10, therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. Again, it's a confession of faith. But the third commonest meaning of confession is to declare, to confess your sins before God and before the priest. That was clear in the first letter of St. John when he said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Also in James chapter 5, confess your trespasses to one another. And in order to understand this verse, we have to go back to understand that was visitation from the priest to the sick man. So the sick man is confessing his sins to the father or to the priest. So the act of confession actually means three main ideas. I confess my belief in God, Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. I confess that He is merciful, He is great, I thank Him. And also I confess my sins, my trespasses. That's why in the teachings of the fathers of the church, they said that during confession, the sacrament of confession, it's necessary to speak also the positive, the blessings of God to you, not only the sins, but to tell your father of confession that God gave me so and so and so. I'm really grateful. When we go deeper into the Holy Sacrament of Confession, we better to make it like points of repentance, steps of repentance. What is the dynamics of repentance? The first step of repenting is to admit into your heart that you have done wrong, admitting in front of one's own conscience that I made mistake. And this heart action, the first action of repentance, is very much related to the learning and discipleship. If we read or listen to the Word of God, your heart will move on repenting. You will feel guilty, and this is the first step. That's why St. James said, for if anyone is a hearer of the Word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. And after this, he forget what he saw and he did nothing. In the book of Revelation, the Lord said to one of the priests or bishops, because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, you do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. So, if I consider myself right, righteous, rich, I will never repent. I need to confess in my heart that I am poor, I am sick, I am sinful man. The second step in repentance is to pray, to express your guilt feeling in prayer, to to express your regret, remorsefulness. As was said in Luke 15, I will arise, the prodigal son was saying, and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. In Luke chapter 7, you know, there was the sinful woman. She felt guilty and she went to Jesus Christ. She went to pray and she was tearing. She was crying out. And this is the expression of prayer, of repentance, even with no words. In prayer, one will say in front of the Lord his sins. You will renounce your sins and wrongdoings. It happened by Zacchaeus when he stood and said to the Lord, Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor. If I have taken anything from anyone, Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. Then in this he was praying to the Lord, he was admitting his sins, and he is trying to change. The fourth step, we said that in order to repent by good heart, first of all, there is heart movement. Second, you pray. Third, you pray your sins, you renounce your sins. And the fourth step is continuous struggle against sin. You fight back against sin. You want not to sin again. And this also the Lord said, For to everyone who has more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. This is related to your part, your struggle. If you are doing your part, you pray more, you fight good, you will be given purification, you will be given transformation, change, you will be given the fruits of the Spirit. But if you do nothing, you will have nothing. The fifth step is confession. After you feel in your heart, you pray, you know your mistakes or wrongs, you fight back against sin, you go to your priest to confess. That's why the Lord said, Assuredly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Remember David when he had fallen into sin, he said to Nathan like his father of confession, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said to David, The Lord also has put away your sin. It's the same act of confession. I go saying, I'm a sinner, I did wrong, and my father of confession blessed me with the absolution. In the case of Joshua to Achan, remember the story of Joshua and Achan. Joshua tried with his son to confess, to repent, but Achan was not in a state of repentance. Joshua asked Achan, saying, My son, I beg you, give glory to the Lord God of Israel and make confession to him. So he was pushing him into repentance. But actually, Achan had no heart of repentance. That's why he was not forgiven. One may ask, how can I confess? What do I say in confession to my father of confession? I'll give you like few steps inside the act of confession. What to do actually with your father of confession? After you have a repentant heart and you prayed good, and you tried to fight your sins, and now you are coming to your father of confession, first of all, stay with yourself to revise yourself. Revise your deeds. Revise the months past. What did you do? You need only not to check only the acts, but also the thoughts, the vision, the ears, the tongue. These all are making sins. So revise your mind, thoughts, your senses, your relationships. This all part of your confession. Also, it's important to revise one's law in spirit. We call it spiritual law. The program of your spiritual law. How do you pray? What do you pray? Do you read the Bible regularly? Do you go to the liturgy regularly? This all should be put in the sitting of confession. Also, if you have some exercise or training spiritual, if your father of confession gave you before some exercise to do, you have to confess whether you obeyed him or you did not, and you may ask for another exercise to continue your life. After this, your father of confession should give you 3 points. First of all, the absolution, the forgiveness, the prayer of forgiveness. The second point, he will give you the advice, the teaching, what to do, not to go back to your old nature or old sin. The third point, your father of confession will give you hope. The last point I will mention to revise, what is the role of the sacrament of confession in evangelism? What do we take from this holy sacrament? First blessing we take from this holy sacrament is the gift of fatherhood. We have it in our Orthodox Church. The priest is giving us the fatherhood of our Lord through him. So the father of confession is not a counselor or a consultant or an advisor. He is before everything, he is the father. Like what's said by St. Paul, for though you might have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. The second blessing of the Holy Sacrament of Confession is the discipleship. You are taking the teaching of the Lord Christ from your father of confession. The third blessing of the Holy Sacrament of Confession is the guidance. Your father of confession will guide you to go this way or that way. That's exactly what St. Peter said in his letter. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. By the way, elders in the Greek are the priests. In the original language of the Bible, they are not the old people. No, they are the fathers of confession, the priests of the church. Another blessing of the Holy Sacrament of Confession is the forgiveness, which is the richest, the most precious gift we can take from our church. The last blessing of the Holy Sacrament of Confession is spiritual growth. We grow in the Spirit by the act of repentance and confession regularly. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you.